welcome to the She Pod Brunch with Rachel and Sarah. I am Sarah Tenenbein here with my lovely, lovely favorite human, Rachel G.
Yay! Kang.
Hi!
Brunch day!
Happy brunch day. How are
Finally.
You doing?
I'm good. I'm home from Columbia and very happy to be seeing your face again.
I know. That's the only reason you're happy to be home, I'm sure.
Well, and Butters. Oh. But if it wasn't for that, I would never have left Medellin.
Is that how you're supposed to pronounce it?
It is. The Colombians, that double L sound is a J instead of a Y.
Yeah.
The Y is Mexican accent.
Yeah.
Apparently, because they made fun
because
of me
I know
a lot.
It from Entourage, which is Medellin.
Oh, no. That's very wrong in any language.
Well, I'm a gringa. What do I know?
Right. So if we were to pronounce it with a Mexican accent, it would be Medellin.
Medellin. Oh.
But actually, it's Medellin.
You know what?
Also,
the more you know, Rachel.
I know. I was like, I'm going to Calle, you know, Dose. And they're like, no, Calle.
Calle.
It's, yeah.
Sexy.
I thought so. But then my other Latin friends who are not Colombian think it's stupid.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what the right way in when in Colombia.
Right.
Definitely.
So I learned
the
Spanish in Spain. So I say instead of cerveza, I say cerveza.
Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah.
I really hate that.
I've changed
when I was in Barcelona. It was like difficult.
It
for
was
me.
A lot.
I know it's supposed to be the refined,
like the British version.
Yeah. But yeah.
But you're not
don't care
it.
For it at all. I think it sounds silly.
Well, speaking of sexy and sexy accents,
hey.
We should introduce our guest. She Pod Bestie. Ashley Klein is in the house. Hey, hey.
Hi, guys.
Hi. We're so happy to have you here.
What kind of accent do I have?
Cal.
Valley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Valley.
That's true. You grew up in the Valley.
I did.
I live in the Valley.
Like, totally.
Yeah.
Yes.
For sure. Let's get started.
What?
Okay.
What are you watching this week?
iZombie's back.
Oh, is it? Oh,
I am
great.
Thrilled.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So.
But it's like one episode at a time? Or do they do
it
the whole
thing?
They
have three now, though.
Yeah.
I know.
I gotta wait until there's, do you prefer to binge or do one episode at a time for stuff?
Yeah.
I watch when I can watch.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you have time for one, you'll do one. Otherwise you'll binge.
Like right now I'm watching The Crown one by one because I don't have enough time,
but
right. I'm going to binge Scandal later tonight because I haven't had time to watch it one by
okay.
one.
Okay. We need to talk about that because I quit Scandal because I can't do it anymore.
I quit like season three.
I can't do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
But we're in the minority.
Yeah.
Like the entire rest of the world is desperately in love with this show, I feel like.
Yeah. I mean, but I still watch Grey's Anatomy because it's the longest relationship I've ever been in.
Yeah. No, there we go.
I quit that a long time ago.
Yeah. Ours is with Steve Madden, we've decided.
Yeah. Steve, we've been with Steve longer than any man in our lives.
And according to BuzzFeed, those shoes with
are they coming back?
They
the elastic?
Back.
Stop
I hope
it.
Not.
You know what? I would get some to go out of my yard.
Would you? They were so uncomfortable.
Just to go out in the
like
yard.
Slapping around platforms.
No. I have like $5 Old Navy Uggs for the winter and I need a summer. I need a summer sandal to go out to pick up dog poop and I feel like elastic mules are the way to go.
I have a Van slip-on that I'm a big fan of.
I also partake in the Van slip-on, which as I found out, you can put them in the wash.
Oh, so great. You know. Good to know. Mine are canvas.
Yeah.
So.
But anyway, iZombie's back. Super excited about it. It's on the CW. It is by the same guy who did Veronica Mars, which I'm a huge fan of. iZombie, not as good as Veronica Mars.
No,
but
there
nice
are cameos from the Veronica Mars
people.
Which makes it all worth it.
So into it.
I don't watch any of this.
That's totally
I do not
fun.
Know it.
Veronica Mars holds up.
Yeah.
If you need a good binge at some
Kristen
point.
Kristen Bell, right?
Kristen Bell.
Oh, she,
I like
it
her.
Is really
it's
good.
It's really, really good.
Yeah.
And you will get sucked in immediately.
Yeah.
Delish.
Yeah.
Maybe
pure
I could
pressure.
Go back.
I would rewatch it.
Rewatch that.
I
yeah, it's
that.
Been a while. I've seen it all the way through twice, but it's been like 4 years.
Oh, you've done it twice.
Mm.
Oh,
yeah, it holds
interesting.
Up.
Wait, so Ashley, so Scandal, is that what you're watching?
Actually, I was going to say that I'm listening right now to S-Town.
Oh, I haven't started yet.
Okay,
I'm saving
so I just
it for a binge.
I am on episode 4.
Okay.
I have binged. I am on episode 4 in day 2.
So I'm living in a cave. What is S-Town?
Oh, it's the new podcast from This Cereal. American Life and Serial.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah but it's supposed to be way better.
Okay, because like season 2 of Serial,
I gave up after 3 episodes.
Yeah, it was
but
bad.
But this one, I am... So. Episode 2, I was like, I'm not really sure that this is really my thing. And then the end of episode 2, something happens and you are like, holy goodness.
Okay. Yeah.
And now I'm addicted. S-Town is short for shit town.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
am I
great.
Allowed to say that?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You know, we tried for a while not to curse
we gave
on
up.
The button, just we couldn't do it.
Okay. There's too much
I mean, it's on NPR.
World.
I know.
We say shit town. So.
Right.
Yeah.
We're allowed.
So, yes. So I am listening to that right now. It's
What's
really
it about?
Good.
Is it like a mystery?
It is a murder mystery, but Ooh. Now I'm a little confused as to where it's going. And it's about right. this really small town in Alabama.
Is it a real story?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, he is down there from New York interviewing everybody. Yeah,
I'm sure he's well received.
And everyone is uneducated and racist and everything horrible that is from like the 1960s. Yeah. And it's kind of just fascinating that this is today.
Yeah. Well, I think we all got a big wake up call of what today is.
I know.
In November.
Yeah, this is timely.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah, what are you watching, Rachel?
I am watching, so this weekend, my sister, Alyssa, is coming
to
visit.
Who I am so excited to meet.
So excited. So I was thinking this weekend, maybe Friday, I would like to throw another similar party.
Yes.
And I would like to watch my sister's and my favorite reality TV show of all time, Flavor of Love. I'm not even kidding.
Ashley, did you ever watch Flavor of Love?
I did not.
What? You missed out. This was like the biggest sensation. Everybody was obsessed with it. Or maybe it was just me and I was like so deep in it that I just decided it was the entire world around me. But it was like.
Was it very popular in Shrewsbury, Mass?
It was huge.
I no, definitely.
Where? This
I
is def- not a
where
thing.
Where are you from?
Central Massachusetts.
No, but I like the town name.
Oh, what? Shrewsbury.
Yeah.
That is adorable.
It's like, cute. It's Gilmore Girls-esque.
I feel like very, Strawberry Shortcake-esque.
Yeah. Yeah. I
mean,
like
not
that.
The Worcester side, but yeah, my no, side. Was,
not Worcester.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, you don't have an accent.
No.
That's interesting. I don't think I have a New York
permitted.
Accent.
My father told me that whenever I said any word with a Worcester accent, he just corrected it right on the spot.
Way
he
to go,
not
John.
Let that
King.
Happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks,
I like
Dad.
It. Yeah. Thanks. So anyway, you were watching, sorry, interrupted.
Yeah. So Flavor of Love coming up, coming at you. Pretty excited for that.
I forget what episode it was, but we definitely talked about.
Oh yeah. Something.
Something.
Taking a dump on the stairs on camera.
A girl like, or him?
A girl. So
awesome.
he
and
named
he kept
all
her.
Of them.
He didn't eliminate her.
She
well,
didn't.
I was like, sometimes you gotta go. I get it, you know, and she just had to do her thing. I it's fine.
Okay, I will be inviting myself over.
You're absolutely welcome.
I'm gonna send you the YouTube clip because it's
oh,
amazing.
It's so,
she literally popped a squat on the stairs and just went.
Oh,
my kind of girl.
It's so good.
I know.
It's so good. I mean, you can't buy that kind of reality television. Like
no.
that just
you know
that,
what reality TV just isn't what it
it's
used
not,
to be.
It's not. I don't know. This yeah. was pretty amazing. So yeah. that's what I am watching.
All right.
What are you eating?
So I am eating. So I had never been to Red Lobster until
oh, right.
a few weeks
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
I've never been either.
Okay.
But I've heard tell of these magical biscuits.
So
are they
to,
that good?
I have to start from the beginning,
okay.
Rachel. When I was a little girl growing up in New York
we're
City.
We're going way back.
No, it's way back.
Okay.
So we didn't really have a lot of chain restaurants, which is, it's fine. It just, it was what it was. You know, there's chain restaurants in Times Square, but like when you grow up in a certain place, you don't necessarily go to the touristy areas.
Right.
Like I don't go to Hollywood and Highland here very often.
Sure.
You don't go to Times Square if you live in New York, unless you work there.
And no one should ever go.
It's, one of my clients is there now and it's very hard
For
to
shame.
Walk. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, well, it's Broadway. So
I think actually go. Susan King had to go this weekend because she went with some girlfriends to New York and one of them had never been.
Susan King is Rachel's mom.
Oh,
and
right.
We love her.
Yeah.
We love her.
Yeah.
Hi, Susie Q.
Hi, Susie Q.
Yeah.
And she was like bitching to me on the phone. Like, she's so cool. She's like, every time I go, there's just some noob who hasn't been to Times Square. We got to go every time. So she, I actually.
Some noob.
And she was like, they won't. And now I want to go to Mood and they won't, don't want to go.
Mood Fabric?
Yes, exactly.
From Project Runway.
Right. So I'm like, Mom.
But what will you do there?
Your solution. She just wants to
say
look
hi to
at
the
everything
dog
and like
there.
Say hi to the dog. Yeah.
Oh
it's just, God, it's a cool so place. So I'm like, here's the
go
plan.
Through all the buttons.
You send those bitches off to Times Square
and you,
and
go,
you
to
go to Mood.
Yeah.
So I hope that's what happened. She was like, that's brilliant. Anyway,
well,
sorry,
speed,
back
Susie
to you.
Anyway, so I would see these like commercials for like Fridays and like Red Lobster and the Olive Garden. And so I have over this period of my various periods of my life, I've tried them all.
Mm-hmm.
However, I had never tried Red Lobster. Now, my boyfriend grew up in the Midwest. He is a Red Lobster super fan.
Okay, mm-hmm. So and I have a story about your boyfriend and Red Lobster right
now. Oh my
afterwards.
God. This
oh my
is
God.
So good.
Amazing.
Full
He's
going to
be so thrilled. I have not named him yet.
I won't.
let's protect the innocent.
Meh.
Anyway, so we went to go see, there's like crazy wildflowers blooming all over Southern California right now, which, and it's very like basic to go and like take a fucking picture of yourself.
Yeah, also people
poppies.
Are trampling them. Stop doing
yes.
that. Don't
yes.
do that.
Yes.
Stay on the path.
Yes. And so on the way back, and you know, we went for 20 minutes, took some photos and then left. And then on the way back, he was like, I was starving, as I often am. Mm-hmm. And I figured out, right, I figured out there was a Red Lobster, like, because there's not one in LA proper. And I was like, we need to do this and go join up with a bunch of people from church. It was Sunday afternoon.
Oh, okay. I'm like, do you have friends in 2 hours away from here that I'm not aware of?
After 2 hours, you know, an afternoon at Red Lobster. Now I do.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they have these cheddar biscuits that are beyond.
Okay.
And
understatement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone says this. I guess I need to do it. I don't know when it will happen.
I had like dreams about going to Red Lobster for many, many years, obviously, mm-hmm. after seeing the commercials as a wee lass. And I was very scared that it would not live up to my expectations.
Yeah. That's how I'm trying to manage expectations. This is why I'm like, meh. Yeah. I'm trying to manage my expectations.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Food wise.
Listen. Of course.
Biscuit wise. Yeah.
You can just let it rip, like, expectations to the moon.
It
okay.
met and possibly exceeded my expectations.
Woo. I mean, these are some serious words.
I followed them on Instagram.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that's fun. That's legit.
Okay.
That's
so
love.
Yeah. And sadly.
Yeah.
So I broke up with an ex-boyfriend.
Red Lobster?
No. Okay. Right before my 30th birthday. And so I decided I wasn't having a 30th birthday. I was crabby, whatever. I share a birthday with my grandma.
Yeah.
So I asked my parents if they would take me out for my birthday. And they said, oh, we already have plans with your grandma, but you can come with us. Oh, we go to Red Lobster.
Cool. Yes.
So
they're
just
don't upstage her. Yeah, Be cool.
Oh, yeah. No. You could tell that on the cake they wrote happy birthday mom and then a little Ashley at the end. So my 30th birthday was celebrating my grandma's birthday at Red Lobster. Anyway, so
everything.
I talk about this probably too often because I'm pretty sad about it.
You're over it. Yeah.
So he who shall not be named bought me the Cheddar Bay biscuits in a box, like as a package that you can bake.
Oh, that's so cool.
For my birthday the following
year. That's really sweet.
And it was awesome, but I never made them, and I'm pretty sure they got lost in the move.
No.
And I think about it, but I'm not going to buy it because now I'm on a wedding diet.
There you go. Yeah.
That's awesome, though. What a thoughtful gift.
I know. Well, so by the way, I met Ashley through the current boyfriend, if people have not figured that out yet. Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Anyway, and so Ashley, what are you eating?
Well, so funny, we should be talking about wedding diet because I am actually eating what is not on my wedding diet. So my fiance is out of town this weekend, and I am going
free
balls out.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, doing like binging on Scandal. So I am making my comfort food. It is my favorite thing in the whole wide world. And I was telling Sarah about it the other day and she was pretty grossed out.
No.
But
like in awe and I want to try it.
I made grilled cheeses with mayonnaise on them.
Yeah.
Like no judgment.
Well, you have to because you're not going to be able to get the good brown.
Thank you.
Duh.
Thank you.
I'm not opposed to this.
No.
I'm team
this is,
mayo.
I told someone this week and they were grossed out and it made me very angry.
You should defriend them.
They're wrong.
Okay.
Like, sorry, I learned this from my Southern friends.
Yeah.
Hi, Kristen.
Yeah.
So, like, they know what they're doing. We all lived together in college and we'd come home drunk and she would make us all grilled cheeses with mayo and it was the best.
Yeah. I love it. Okay.
So
details. Yeah.
I take a can of Hormel turkey chili. It has to be Hormel. Yes. If I'm feeling excited, it's with beans. If I'm having a stomach ache, it's without. This weekend.
I love that those are your two seeds. It's like how Kristen Bell is either like, she's like, I'm either a two
or a
nine.
10
There's nothing
on
in
the emotional
no,
scale.
Right,
I know.
Exactly. So I take a can of Hormel turkey chili. I put it in the microwave. Simultaneously, I make some spaghetti.
Okay.
And I put the Hormel turkey chili over the spaghetti. I chop up about half an onion, put it in there, and take two heaping handfuls of shredded cheese. And I mix it together until it's
super
like.
Super into this.
Very thick.
Yeah.
I mean, it's stuck together. Like you're not really
cleaning the casserole.
Cleaning the bowl afterwards is so difficult.
Yeah.
Okay. But it is so amazing. It is so gross.
No, that
it makes
great.
Me
Can
feel
I come
like
over
my childhood.
Next time your fiance is out of town and we'll just eat it?
We'll just kick him out.
Yeah.
And
perfect.
Because I mean, this is the thing is that I eat gross with him and that is perfectly fine, but I stink of onions for 2 days afterwards.
Right.
It's really gross in the best way possible.
But that's part of the best.
And so that's
like,
what I'm
you
eating
need
this
onions.
Weekend. And
I feel
I'm,
like onions and a bowl that's hard to clean is a sign of great comfort
great
food.
Great comfort food. A plus.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
What about you?
Mine's the opposite. So I was in Colombia for 2 weeks and all I ate was carbs and meat. And they do fruit, but they don't have vegetables. Like, they just aren't. They're there, I guess, but, like, no one eats
no
them.
No one's into it.
Yeah, there's no, like, Brussels sprouts yeah. or asparagus on the menu. Like, that's not happening.
Yeah.
Like, market vegetables would be, like, an iceberg leaf and a tomato. Like, tomato is the
like
only.
Like a side salad at a pizzeria.
Right, yeah. exactly. That's, like, all the vegetables in Colombia, yeah. at least from my limited yeah. two-week experience.
Yeah.
So I came home, and for the first time in my life, I was, like, give me all of the greens. I've never said that before, but I'm like on the smoothie and salad train.
Good.
During the day.
Yeah.
Nighttime, let's get real.
Yeah. yeah.
But during the day, I'm
vegan
like.
Vegan before six? That yeah. was a diet for a yes. while, right? Yeah.
I'm also like getting back on the dating train. So, you know, mm-hmm. diet stuff is good for that. I'm trying to get, you know, we all know how this goes by now. Rachel yeah. spends 2 weeks going on lots of dates. I never get to four dates with anyone.
Because everyone's inherently
disappointing. Because everyone's inherently disappointing.
You have to treat it like a job. That's what I did, is I treated
it. But I don't want, I don't care enough.
Okay, well, when you care. Okay.
right. When I
get
there.
You have to treat it like a job.
Yeah. yeah. I, well, I'm just,
and I did
I'm
one week
there.
On, one week
ever,
off. And
oh,
that really worked
That's
for me.
Actually, okay. That might be what I need to do, because I go at it. It's like working out. I go at it really hard, and I'll have like four or five dates in a week. And then I can't, just something
and then you're
incredibly
overkill.
It's overkill. Something yeah. really disappointing happens.
It's not
and
like,
I'm
like cheese. You can have too much.
Right. You can
of
have
it.
Too much. Yeah. And then I go off the grid for like a month or two.
Okay. So I did. And sometimes I would do 1 week on, 2 weeks off. You
okay.
have to listen
know
to
yourself,
your body.
Listen to your body. Listen to your heart.
But 1 week on, 1 week off, and it
is.
Works.
Okay, but what if you go on a date with a guy and then you want to see him again? Is that allowed during the off week? Or would
sure.
you be like,
I'm
no, I'll see
no
you in
new,
2 weeks?
The new dates.
No
new,
first
new,
dates.
Right.
Yeah.
First dates are exhausting.
So the week
so
that
second
I
and
met.
Third, though.
Well, yeah.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
I met my fiance. He was the third first date that week. Mm-hmm. He was Wednesday. And
this is my favorite story already.
And I yeah. thought.
Cheers.
I'll drink to that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Clink, clink, clink.
There you go.
Yeah.
So he was Wednesday. Monday was super hot. He was blonde. I don't go out with blondes. He was super hot. We made out. Tuesday was fine. I would definitely go out with him again. And Wednesday was.
That's a good week.
Yeah.
And Wednesday was my now fiance, and right. I was bored. And he didn't want to
you know
feed
what?
Me.
It's so funny. My business
what?
Partner.
He was like, oh, I've already eaten. And I said, well, we need to eat again.
No, I'm a huge fan of second dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Second breakfast, yeah. third lunch.
Just general, more meals.
Up, yeah.
I ended up going out with Monday again the following week.
Yeah.
For more makeout sesh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so fun. Yeah. And then I only agreed to go out with my now fiance because he had tickets to the Broad Museum and it had just opened up and I couldn't
right.
get
those
in.
Those are
like
good.
A big deal.
Yeah, especially yeah. those first 3 months. It was like impossible.
It was
yeah.
it.
In fact, I kept reserving tickets and then something would come up at work and I wouldn't be able to go and I would sell them. They're free
really?
Tickets. I know. I'd sell them on Craigslist.
You're so amazing. Enterprising.
I feel pretty
it's
bad
shady,
about it.
But
it's super shady.
Really cool.
Yeah. I only really did it once, I think. And then I like gave them to friends because I felt bad.
Yeah.
I was like, this is too shady.
I like it.
But hey.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, but that's the only reason he got a second date. So yeah. I was dreading that second date. So they are difficult.
Yeah.
However,
yeah.
you treat it like a job. But you're
not
there.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Sometimes you don't want
there
a job.
For like
sometimes
2 years.
You don't want a job.
That's okay.
I'm just not there. But we'll see. I have a third date tonight.
Nice.
So nice Jewish boy.
Listen, into it.
I thought you were
nerdy.
No, listen, I tried.
I love the nerdy ones.
He's super preppy, which is weird because I think he might listen. So sorry.
It's fine.
Hi.
Listen, if it works out, he won't care. If it
right,
doesn't work
then
out,
then I don't care.
Fuck him.
Exactly. Yeah. He's an illustrator. So he's like, it's funny because he like looks preppy. But then and like dresses
but he's artistic.
And then he's creative. Yeah.
That
so I'm
awesome.
Sort of into that combo.
I totally commend it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I tried to get away from the Jews post-divorce, but I kept coming back to them.
Oh, I don't. I just
no, you're
I click
good.
With them. Yeah.
You're good.
Maybe because I'm a shiksa. I don't
yeah,
know.
I don't know.
I just don't think non-Jews get me.
Mm. Mm.
Like I am pretty
Jewy. All right, let's talk wearing.
Yeah,
Rachel, what are you wearing?
Okay, I am currently, and I wish we could put a visual. I am currently the tannest I have ever been.
You do have some color.
Thank you.
It's from Colombia.
It's from Colombia. I was one of my first dates, though, commented on how, and this is going to sound weird out of context, I promise it wasn't rude, but he did comment on how pale I am. We were, I swear we were talking about something that like made it a normal comment, yeah, and not out of the blue. But I was like, I will have you know, sir, this am is, yeah, actually the tannest I've ever, like, this is as good as it gets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, you know, that's what I'm wearing. And I wore 50 SPF every second the entire time I was in Colombia.
But you got, but it's good color though.
Yeah, it's a very, like, it's like two shades. Yeah. Like I just needed a new foundation.
Yeah.
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 Just like one, I went one shade darker.
Yeah.
It's not, I'm not a proponent. I tried to not get color. I tried very hard.
By the way, my mind, when you said one shade darker, I'm like, is there a joke I can make about 50 shades in here?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And maybe, then I couldn't,
but
I thought I would tell you. Sorry.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So that's what I'm wearing. It will fade soon and I will go back to being incandescent. There's a phrase that I like,
fluorescent?
No.
Porcelain?
Yeah, sure.
That's alabaster.
Alabaster is the one I'm thinking of.
That's like when I'm trying to, when I,
you are genuinely alabaster, though.
Yeah. There were years in my teens where I tried to tan and I just, I mean, fail all around. Burn. Yeah.
I don't tan.
Yeah.
No, same. You and I freckle skin. And then I burn.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but freckles are cute.
Freckles are cute, but they turn into age spots.
Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but by then you may not care.
Right. Yeah.
Well, Ashley, we have, we plan to be golden girls, like, already.
Okay.
And we
like
want,
ASAP.
Like, we want, like, a commune where we all have little houses and we have, like, a shared big house that has, like, a big kitchen and a big common area. And we're just, there's going to be dogs and
so
and
many
it's
dogs.
It's going to be amazing.
Oh. They'll all be best friends.
You had me.
Yeah. I'm in.
Yeah. Well, you like wine and cheese, so
I do.
You're 2 for 3.
Thank you.
You're allowed.
And I like you.
Yeah. Well, there we go. What are you wearing, Ashley?
I'm wearing a lot of heels.
Okay.
I am in a new job. I have to be professional. I look young and I need to be taken seriously.
Yeah.
And so we found these stacked heels.
Yeah.
Is that what they're called?
I think stacked. Oh, yes. Yeah. They're thick.
Much more comfortable.
Yeah.
They're not, I wouldn't say comfortable because they're still
sturdy.
Heels.
Sturdy.
But you can balance.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So
I guess that's what I mean. They're easier to walk in.
Yes.
Yes.
For sure. And I am very happy that they've made a comeback.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got one pair of them and it was just amazing for a wedding that's going to be on the grass. And
smart.
Right?
Is this your worst. Garden chic?
Garden chic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it turns out I'm actually going to be a bridesmaid now at that wedding. So I may have to buy different shoes anyway.
No. Is it one of those? We're in our 30s. Who's telling people what they can wear for the...
No, it's basically like, here's a color scheme.
Yeah,
find a dress, stay within it. It's long, so I can probably just hide the shoes underneath. Yeah, but we'll see.
I'll allow it.
Yeah,
I feel like once you're in your 30s and you're getting married, like there should be no telling people what dress. I don't mind a color.
No. She, you know, the person getting married. I mean, she
she would never do that. Okay,
never.
I didn't realize it was like, she would never.
She was like, I even have something you can borrow if you want. Because I don't want you to have to buy something.
Aww,
and
she's
the
best.
She's like,
also, I would take her up on that. Her clothes are for serious.
Amazing.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Yeah. We love you.
I haven't seen her in way too long.
I know. I just saw her this morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for that bachelorette. We're getting off track.
Sorry. So I am wearing, speaking of Elizabeth, so Elizabeth and James is the designer brainchild of Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. However, love their dresses. And so I had been stocking this one dress for a while. It was blue, sleeveless, very fitted. And it was not fitted that like you see everything. It was fitted in a way that you don't need Spanx because it literally like there's no, it just sucks everything in. And so Miracle of Miracles, and I had been planning on renting it for this one event. Miracle of Miracles, I was like just perusing. Thank you, Google, for following me around the internet.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And so,
sometimes it works in our favor.
I know. And so I found it on The RealReal, which is like an online consignment store, for less than it would cost to rent it from Rent the Runway.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So $65.
But does
for
consignment
like,
mean that somebody else wore it?
So
I know. I also
this
don't
particular,
love that.
So
this
particular
new with
site. New with tags.
Yes.
Oh.
And they said, and then they rate the condition. And so they said it was in perfect, stellar
condition.
Unworn with tags. So $65 for a $400 dress.
That is literally the best deal you could ever get.
In my life.
Yeah. That's like the
so
perfect situation.
I originally bought it for the wedding that I'm now going to be a bridesmaid in, but I feel like I could wear it easily.
Yeah.
Like,
also, for that
time.
Amount of money, like to have a beautiful like designer dress.
Who the F cares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you wear it to a wedding in May?
Yeah.
Sure. Well, no.
Oh.
I have a different dress for that. We're both going to a black tie wedding in May.
Oh, ooh, yeah. Black tie.
I know.
Where fancy. I am wearing a color chosen by the bride.
Oh.
Yeah,
well,
but I don't mind color.
I don't mind the color. I don't think, like, having, you know, everyone five in the bridesmaids exact in the same matching, dress. Matching,
but
same dress.
But you guys are not in matching dresses, are you?
No, we all got to pick our own
dress. Then that's
okay,
fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, a color scheme, sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ashley did a hair flip just for anyone who was curious.
For we that visual.
We weren't laughing at nothing, although we do that sometimes.
We do that sometimes. That's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
There is wine.
Yeah. Anyway, Rachel, did you talk about what you're wearing?
I did.
Oh, that's right. That's right. All right.
So it's time to get gross. Since we're already talking about dating.
Yeah.
I'm going to, I just want to propose something to the world.
Yeah.
And I wish our platform was bigger because then this might actually take off. But like, I really want this to be a thing. We mentioned it in the gross thread of the SheePod AOL chat room.
Which, by the way, if you're not a member of, go to SheePodChatRoom.com and come join your
you're
people.
Welcome.
I just joined.
It's the best.
It's so fun.
I mean,
it's
we're super biased.
I haven't engaged yet.
That's
I need
okay.
to.
You
That's
know,
okay.
there's a lot of lurkers.
Also, when you join, we love it if you share, like, hi, new person here. We love it if you share your first AOL screen name that you remember.
Oh, I have that.
Yeah, which you could actually share now if you want.
It was left hip 8. Because I decided that my best friend and I should both be left hip and right hip because we were attached to the hip.
Okay, that's
but she
so
didn't
cute.
Do right hip.
That bitch.
So it was just.
That's so cold. It's like you got her like a half of the necklace and she like threw it away.
And there was an 8, but I don't know why.
Sure. We all.
I was Dream 1182 after the Gap perfume.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
that
man.
Was a disgusting perfume.
It was
my favorite.
It was not as bad as Grass, though. Do you
grass
guys remember
was the worst.
Grass
was really bullshit. Horrible.
It didn't even smell like grass.
Heaven and Dream were the more popular ones.
Yeah.
But guys,
yeah.
I worked at the Gap during those years.
Oh.
You must.
Would those scents be like triggering for you?
Like, is it traumatic?
Almost like the Christmas music that they used to play because they played very poppy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very specific.
Yeah.
Oof. And it's like the same 30 songs over and over.
Yeah.
I worked at Maggiano's for a couple years and I love like Rat Pack music. Favorite. Absolutely love it. But during Christmas, they'd play one CD, like the Rat Pack Christmas CD over and over. And they almost ruined like Frank Sinatra for me. Mm. But they didn't. No one can take that away. No one. You can't take that away from me. Anyway, so my gross is just what? Along the lines of dating. I want a 5-minute out because like you meet someone online. You've only seen photos, right? Although I would also like video dating to come back. I feel like that would be amazing.
There
if everyone had to upload like a
night.
10-second, even a 10-second video.
You can find those with some of these creepers. They're like, hey, want to FaceTime? It was.
Ew. I don't want to FaceTime.
I did it once. It was very awkward.
You're adventurous. I like
I
it.
Know.
I would have said absolutely not. Yeah. But then I also.
Because I treated it like a job.
You did. You're hardcore. I am not there. I'm just not there. So I would, in lieu of having a 10-second video, which would be my ideal, because you can really see how someone's like physical characteristics.
Yeah, you also want to see a third dimension.
A third dimension,
because
exactly.
Sometimes they could have a flat face and you have no idea.
Right. Something could be
could
off
be weird.
That
yeah.
you can see in 3D that you can't in the, you know, 5 photos where they happen to look amazing.
Yeah.
You know, we all do it. But so then you
five
get
minute out
IRL. And even if it's not a physical thing, like, yeah, it might be like you walk up and you're like, oh, yeah, you're not for me. Like, photos were good, but
I feel like there needs to be an app where either one person or both people have to say, like, yes, I want this 5 minute out.
A double opt in to the
get,
5 minute out.
Mm-hmm. And so, but you never know if they opted out or not. So it's less embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So at some point during
you get an
the
alert.
Date, you would both. If you both push the button, you'd get the alert.
And then,
yeah.
then
someone
you can
just
fall
like,
through their chair
right.
and disappear.
And then I actually, on my list, I wrote 5-minute trap door.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that's literally what I want. Like you just, because then you don't even have to do the awkward, like you just disappear.
Well, and you know what also was kind of similar to that was there was that group dating thing for a while where you could bring two friends and they would bring two friends and then you would all go meet
I
up.
I always wanted to do one of those and never did.
I did one and we actually became friends with these guys and used to hang out with them. Nothing romantic. But it was a fun group setting. But I feel like that way you can kind of talk to everybody and decide, not interested in you, so I'm going to switch
over.
And
it's
and
not
it'll
awkward if you
setting.
Decide none of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it. That's like a game show.
Yeah. It's like your own next.
Did you guys ever... Next
I
or Eliminate? Did you ever watch Eliminate?
A little bit.
There you go. I finally can participate.
Well. Anyway, okay, so gross. What's grossing you out, yeah, actually?
I had to get a blood test at the doctor last week, yeah, and this woman just could not find my veins.
That's gross.
And
oh, that's gross. That's
it
gross.
Was really horrible. Ooh. She was
It's
in
already
there.
Hard to do. Yeah. Like, I can't watch.
Speak and for I, yourself. I have veins popping out of everywhere.
Well, yeah. So I have...
I'm like, I look like an
it's
old lady.
It's not physically hard. It's like emotionally distressing for me, well, to see my insides on my outside.
I see. I just don't look.
Yeah, I don't,
I don't
either.
I close my eyes.
I don't, yeah, like it, yeah.
But like, I could feel her moving it. And yeah, I was like, excuse me, is there a problem? And she said, well, I'm having a hard time, so I'm going to have to go back in. And I said, stop. Mm-hmm. I said, are you confident that you can get the vein again? Because I cannot go through that again. And she goes, And I said, you hesitated.
Yeah,
I'll come back
no,
next
bye.
Week. So I called the doctor's office and I said, I'm going to come back next week, I but I don't want the lab yeah. technician. I needed someone else. So I went back the following week. And I go to the lab. I think that they're just going to have someone waiting there for me. No, the same lab technician has to go into a different doctor's office to go find a different lab technician.
Awkward.
And then she just sat there while this was happening. But the new woman was amazing. And then I kind of got so excited and was very
you felt okay
grateful
about your decision.
And then I felt rude to the other person.
Well,
it's
no, that's... Listen,
I had a
it's like your body
for over a week.
No, yeah. That's you got to draw the line.
Yeah,
it's like,
and she hesitated, and I called her out on it. It was so rude.
No, you know that's what, not though? Rude, though. No, that's your
that's
health.
Like a I don't mess with that.
Yeah,
like okay, sorry, so. I'm on your side.
Yeah,
you have to be your own advocate when
yeah.
it comes to
when it comes
also
to your
all these
health.
Doctors are telling, like that article I posted
about
in the sheep
control.
Book, yeah, about birth control and how like yeah, it's
it
been
makes
messing
some
with all
totally
of our
crazy.
Emotions for years, and they're finally doing research because they didn't believe us for the last 60 years.
Yeah, they thought we were just PMSing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, you
I'm PMSing
are pumping
more now
me full
off.
Of hormones and it's not awesome.
Right. Well, everyone's different and reacts differently to it. But they had a controlled experiment where basically they found out that women went crazy on the pill.
Not all, but yeah.
I mean, you're pumping
it was
hormones.
A higher, lot of hormones.
It was a higher proportion. Yeah. Yeah.
What's grossing you out?
So I do not have a nice car, which is fine with me. Mm-hmm. That's a decision that I made.
It's a utilitarian car.
I don't commute. It's mm-hmm. like it's neither here nor there. It just it gets me from point A to point B.
It just is.
Mm-hmm. So I was at brunch. So whenever there's three dogs between me and my boyfriend, it's a lot of dogs. Mm-hmm. And he has like a super nice car and my dog's shit. Mm-hmm. So I feel much better if we're ever taking the three dogs anywhere. We take the dog car, which is my car, because I do not give a shit about what my car looks like because I have two dogs. I could drive myself crazy trying to keep it clean and perfect, or I could wash it quarterly as I do and then just accept that it's going to be the dog car. Anyway. So we come back from brunch and he gets in the passenger seat and the door won't close.
Mm-hmm.
So as it turns out, this car used to be under my ex-husband's name and then his car was under my name and we had to switch it in the divorce. But there was a recall that happened on all the door latches on my car where basically they would just malfunction. And so I had to
drive. That's annoying, but at least it's not dangerous.
Well,
oh, wait, do tell.
It has happened to some people that the door would like fly open while you're driving.
Oh, that's terrifying.
So then I had to call Ford, drive from, and this is a while and you take the highway, drive from West Hollywood to North Hollywood, mm-hmm. which is like a good 20, 30 minutes, depending on the day. And so I had tied a leash mm-hmm. to the passenger door
that's
while
smart.
I was driving. And I held
with the dogs in the back?
With my dogs in the
back. Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. Now this is terrifying and dangerous.
Mm-hmm. And so he was like, oh, I'll do it for you. You can just drive my car. And I'm like, I'm going to crash your car. Like, because that's the kind of driver that I am. I'm not experienced. I didn't grow up driving. I don't like care. And the reason why I have a small car is so I could fit in places and not bump into people. And he has a much bigger car. So I was like, no. Also, there was a part of me that was like, I am woman. Hear me roar. You do not need to do this physical thing on my behalf.
I definitely would have let him do it. Good for you. I'm like, here's the keys. Have at it. Thanks.
So I held it closed. I got all the way to Ford. Anyway, they ended up replacing all of it. But like, that's a little terrifying.
Yeah.
To have a door that is terrifying. Because you can't leave it anywhere. Someone could just open it. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Soup's gross.
Yeah.
Now we should get 90s.
Let's get 90s. Ashley, is there anything that you miss mm-hmm. from the 90s?
Or I think, wait, we said what we were going to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's right.
Do you want to say it?
Well, why don't you?
Okay.
It's your thing.
I can't believe we haven't talked about this yet. The job that we all had in the 90s. Babysitting. Perfect. Yeah. It's like harmonized.
I love it.
Oh, man. I babysat so much. And it was good money.
It was really good
money. I was getting like $10 an hour by the end.
Oh, my gosh. I only babysat for my cousins. So I had like
a neighborhood thing going on. There were these three girls in the house, like in the neighborhood behind my house, that were so sweet. And this was the Britney Spears era, and they were obsessed. So all we did the whole time was choreograph and lip sync to Britney. Well, we didn't lip sync. We were screaming the lyrics. We'd like make up dances to all of the Britney Spears songs.
That's so
and then they
fun.
Paid me. It was the best.
So I had a similar situation. So I grew up in downtown New York, and there were these two artists that went to my synagogue, and they had these two adorable kids, and they lived in this giant loft in Soho, which is now is like crazy money. Yeah. Back then it was like where artists live.
Right.
So like the dad had to walk me home every night so it wouldn't, you know, be an issue. But anyway, so they loved watching Hercules and Xena. Mm-hmm. So every Saturday night of my sophomore year of high school. It's delightful.
Xena is everything.
Badass. Mm-hmm. So Hercules and Xena Warrior Princess, we would watch it. I would make myself a snack from the fridge, and then they would come home, give me money, and drop me off. And by the way,
so good.
I was a little nerdy in high school, not gonna lie. I may have alluded to that earlier, like all the time.
Yeah.
So it's not like I had anything better to do.
No.
So
might as well
make some change. I made
some
money.
Cheddar.
Yeah.
So I babysat my cousins often.
Right.
And we would watch, they were boys, so we would play sumo wrestling where we would stuff pillows in our shirts and knock each other over.
Yeah.
And then we would always, for some reason, every Saturday night there was a magic show on. So we always watched magic shows on like NBC.
Yeah.
And then they would go to sleep. And there was this one time where I decided I'm at my aunt and uncle's house. I can go a little crazy, right? And I decided that I wanted to try and smoke pot.
Great.
Whoa.
So I didn't have pot. So I cut a
Step
square.
One.
From a paper towel and took oregano and lined it up. And I decided to twist it because some kid at school told me that it did the same thing. And I decided
you
to go.
Smoked oregano?
And I, out of a paper towel. So.
Well, didn't it just go up in flames, basically?
Well, it. Yes. Yeah. So, and it stunk. And so when my aunt and uncle came home, and I would just spend the night because this is my family. And so my uncle pulled me aside and said, "What were you doing? Because it smells horrible in here." And I cried and I told him about what happened. And he just tried. You could tell even then that he was trying.
He was trying
not
to laugh. 100%.
So that was the first time.
It would have been amazing if he was like, "I got you," and pulled out a blunt. I was like, "Let's do it for
that
real."
It would have been so much nicer.
It would have been so much nicer.
The movie version of that story.
Right.
He'd pull out a blunt.
Yeah.
No problem.
What herbs have you smoked? Oh, well, weed is an herb.
I was like, I guess that's the only.
I guess that. Yeah.
Basil.
Not yet. Let's go, ladies. Let's turn this party up a notch.
I have a basil plant.
We're
in
about
kitchen.
To get turned.
Anyway,
we should. Yeah.
Yeah. Ashley, do you have any Instagram or social media that you want to share?
Or are you just you're in the She Pod AOL group now?
Yeah,
so
I'm in the She Pod
AOL
group. Yeah. It's Ashley Klein.
Yeah.
KLINE.
Dun-dun.
Yeah.
Like
Yay.
Kevin, not Calvin.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Ooh, that's a great.
I will introduce myself
really
as
good.
Left Tip 8.
Perfect. Yeah. Wait till
keep an eye out.
Tomorrow.
So this is gonna. This is going to air tomorrow.
I follow rules.
Oh, okay. Great. And then I am at Rachel G. King on the Instagram and the Twitters and the Facebooks and whatever else you feel like using. Sarah, where are you at?
I am at Sarah Tenenbein on Instagram and Twitter. And if you enjoy the SheePod and want to show your support, go to SheePod.com, subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on Twitter at the SheePod. Come join your people
the best
in the SheePod AOL chat room. Go to SheePodChatRoom.com.
Can I just say the Flashback Friday?
Amazing.
Made my everyone's posting photos from the 80s and 90s of like them, their parents, everything. It's fantastic.
Like, I'll go check it out.
Yeah. No, it's worth time. Like, my favorite comment on that thread was, "This is the type of thread you don't unsubscribe from."
Never.
After you post.
Never.
You just don't, because every update is a delight.
Right.
Yeah.
And like a week from now when someone adds, well, I'll still
I
like
know.
Oh, it's not dead yet. Keep it going. Perfect.
I love it. But if you do enjoy us, share us with a friend, throw us a review on iTunes. We really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note,
happy brunch day.